Welcome to The Liberated Life, the podcast for women who are done pretending that they have it all figured out and are ready to live with more freedom, clarity, and courage. I'm Lucy Maeve, your guide on a journey through the unspoken parts of healing, desire, and self-discovery. This is a place to be seen, heard, and held, where we embrace all the complexities and contradictions of being fully alive. No masks, no shortcuts, just the real work and real liberation. Hello, my darling one. I am back with an ache episode. I've got such a good one today that I really, really deeply feel, because I remember feeling this way so much back in the day. So I'm really excited to dive into this with you. So this wonderful woman wrote to me, and she said to me, "My friends keep telling me that it'll just happen when it happens. But I'm 35 and still single, and I don't know if I can trust that anymore. Everyone around me is getting married, having kids, and I'm still here doing the same thing I was doing 5 years ago, going on dates that go nowhere, getting anxious with anyone who likes me, and getting bored with anyone who's actually good for me. I know that I've got attachment stuff going on. I know that I sometimes spiral, but I've been working on it for ages and nothing's really changed. So when people say it'll just happen, I don't really know if I believe them anymore. What if it doesn't happen? What if I keep doing this forever? What am I supposed to do?" Who else has felt this way? Oh my Lord, I have felt this way. I really deeply, like, even just reading this, like, my heart, I'm like, oh yeah. I really, really, really feel you on this. And it can be really frustrating as well when friends say that, especially friends that are like married and having kids. They're like, it'll just happen when it happens. It's like, yeah, F you, you know? Anyway, that was how I used to feel. Okay, I'm going to be really honest with you. And I'm going to say this with a lot of care. And I don't intend to scare you when I say this. But I think it'll just happen when it happens is not a helpful narrative to absorb, because it takes away all sense of empowerment. It takes away all sense of agency. I don't think it's just going to happen. Like, and not in the way that your friends mean it. Like, I don't want you to think that I'm being really harsh or like not comforting in what I'm saying, but I want you to understand, most of the time our friends give advice basically to just try and make us feel better and based on their experience. But their experience is not your experience. For people with relatively secure attachment systems, or actually, I'm not even going to say that. I don't think anyone has a secure attachment system. But for some people, their experience is just like, maybe they have more anxious stuff and they've met an anxious partner. So then they just like stick together like glue and become really codependent super young. That can happen. So for some people, they have the experience of just like, oh, it's really easy to meet partners because they get into really tight codependent relationships or whatever very early. And they just assume that that's what happens for everybody. So they will then project that onto you and be like, it'll just happen. It'll just happen. Like, happen for me. Why wouldn't it happen for you? So that can happen for some people. For some people, that's not the reality. Like, some of us have nervous systems and like bodies and woundings that just make getting into relationship more challenging than other people. There's no shame in that. Like, there is no shame in this. It's nothing that there's wrong. There's nothing wrong with you. It's nothing to do with your personality. It's not that you're not attractive enough. It's not that you don't have a good enough body. Like, all of that stuff that we tell ourselves, nothing to do with that. All I'm saying here is that some people have nervous systems and wounding that means that intimacy is received in part as a threat. And it can go one of two ways. Either we experience this like intimacy, we have to cling to it really, really hard because otherwise it's going to disappear and we get super clingy and attached. Like, I have to have you super close. And that can be very difficult to get into relationships because sometimes it can be overwhelming for the other person. Often that type of person tends to attract avoidant type people. So it's a match made in heaven. Or we have the experience of like intimacy feeling like a threat, like I'm going to lose myself and it's going to be suffocating and I lose control and that feels really scary. And for those of us who have that kind of wiring, we're going to move away from stuff that feels too close. So, and this has nothing to do with anything being wrong with you. This is just like a fundamental wiring thing, and something that sits in your body. So you could meet the most amazing person. But I think most of us have had this experience, you know, where you've met someone and you're like, oh, they were really great. Technically, they meet all your needs. Like, they're kind and stable and available, and like, they want to be with you, or they're at least like showing interest in wanting to explore things further. And we find a way to sabotage it. Like, either we get super, super clingy and like cannot cope with a healthy relational dynamic. Like, we cannot cope with any form of distance, cannot cope with like having space because it completely overwhelms our system, or we find it so overwhelming that we start picking fights, getting the ick, thinking they're gross, telling like ourselves that they're wearing the wrong shoes and we must break up with them because they walk weirdly. There's nothing wrong with any of this, but this is what tends to happen when we have relational wounding. So this idea that's like, it's just going to happen, it'll just magically happen, that goes off the assumption that deep-rooted wounding will just magically disappear. And I hate to break this to you, but it doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. And I'm not saying this to fearmonger you, and I'm not saying that you're doomed at all. I'm saying it to actually empower you. Because I think for a lot of us, like, if I had known this stuff earlier, I would have saved myself so much time, like so much time. I spent all of my 20s and like the early stages of my 30s. I mean, in my 30s, I was already doing some of this work, but like most of my 20s, just assuming like I just hadn't met the right person, you know, like I really thought like, oh, it'll just happen when it happens. I haven't met the right person. Like, I'll meet someone when I'm not looking for them. They'll just right person will all show up and it all makes sense. And I believed that for a while, or like I wanted to believe it, because it felt easier in some ways than facing the truth that maybe there was some deeper work to do. And before I go further with this, I am not saying that people that are in relationships are perfectly healed. It's really important that you hear that, because I think that there is a message that's proliferated on the internet that says, like, if you have a partner, like, you're basically magical, and if you don't, you're not. And like, people, you have to love yourself first. And basically, like, people that have relationships or already love themselves and come into complete wholeness in themselves, and that's why they're in a relationship. No. There are a lot of really, really unhealthy relational dynamics going on in partnerships. So like, any idea that you have in your head that someone that has a relationship is better than you, please just delete that, because it is not true. People come together through deep trauma bonding. People come together for a lot of different reasons. It doesn't mean just because people are in a relationship that they're in a healthy dynamic. That's important that you hear. So going back to the story, I felt for a long time like, oh, the right person will just show up and it will just all magically fall into place. But that's not going to happen if you have a nervous system that's freaked out by intimacy or freaked out by healthy distance. Like, in truth, there were a few people that I met in my 20s that probably could have gone somewhere, but I freaked and sabotaged the whole thing, either getting incredibly anxious or pushing them away. And it wasn't because there was anything wrong with them. Really, it was because I didn't have relational capacity. You can meet like the most perfect person on paper, but if your body sees closeness as danger, like if your body has learned that like love requires performance and striving, and that like you have to work really hard, no matter how good the relationship is, you will sabotage it. And it's not your fault, because this happens on a very deep subconscious level. This is way, way, way below the part of the brain that we are consciously aware of. This is like deep in our animal body. So it's not your fault, but it is your responsibility. Like, at some point, everyone has to take responsibility for their wounding. Like, it's not your wounding is not your fault, but it is your responsibility. There's no shame in this. There's no blame. But I think it can be a really empowering step to be like, you know what? I have been sold this like romantic idea that relationships are all magic and chemistry and fate and love just happens and it's all going to work out magically when it works out. And I don't think that that's necessarily true. Or it's not going to happen when my nervous system is terrified of it. It's just not. Because we will find a way to sabotage the whole thing. And this is not me saying like, oh my God, you have to desperately do this work, otherwise it's all going to end. It's all like, no, this is a lifelong journey, right? It is a lifelong journey. And we continue to open more and more to intimacy, like the more we do this work. And it's the most incredible, empowering, magical journey you can ever go on. But I will say that the likelihood of it just resolving itself magically and you falling into some like magically healthy relationship without ever doing any work on yourself, I think is limited. Now, does that mean that you're, if you don't do any work, you'll never find a partner? No. No. Like, you may well find a partner, but the quality of the relationship will most likely be more challenging because you will still have the same wounding patterns. You'll still have the same relational dynamics that you're working with now, just in a relational container, which, just so that you know, like, exacerbates things by 16 million times. So I know a lot of people that haven't done this work and they get into a relationship and then all the stuff comes up and it's like, oh my God, what do I do now? Or we just numb and then the relationship becomes lower and lower level of intimacy, lower connection, because we can't connect properly. We can't voice what we need. We get super anxious, but then we don't want to say that we're anxious. So we then shove it down and pretend we're fine. Like, you may well meet someone, but my guess is that you want to build a relationship that is beautiful and connected and like stands the test of time and like grows in intimacy and grows in connection. And it's something that you're really proud of, you know? And in order to do that, it is supportive to do work on yourself, either in relationship or prior to. I genuinely would have sabotaged my relationship if I hadn't done this work. And I'm not saying that when I got into a relationship, I didn't feel any of the stuff that I had felt in the past. Not at all. I went through a lot of intensity when I met my partner. But the difference was I knew what was going on. And I knew what to do. And I could manage myself. And I had enough capacity in my system to be able to sit with the intensity of what was going on in my body, which was like so much anxiety and like, oh God, like I need to push him away. Like real strong impulses to push away, real strong impulses to leave, then like real impulses to be close. And I had enough capacity to be able to be with that without pulling the ripcord. Like, this work is not about like understanding what's going on. It's about building our capacity to stay with sensation in the body. Because what tends to happen in relationships is we get like super anxious, or we get like the ick or whatever. And unless we have the capacity to sit in that sensation and not act, or be able to move through the sensation in our body, we will end up sabotaging. So think about it for a second. If you get really anxious about something and you aren't able to just sit in the sensation in your body, what do? You start texting them, like manically texting them. It's like, oh, because you think by texting them, the anxiety will go away. Like, we're trying to discharge the energy. Same with avoidance. It's like, okay, we feel like we need to push them away. We get the ick. It's like, okay, the way to get rid of this feeling in my body is to push them away properly, like to end it quickly, just to end the situation. What we're wanting to do is to build our capacity to sit in sensation, to inquire into what that sensation is actually about, so that you can understand whether it's like genuinely your body being like, this person's not right for you, or like, no, this person is right for you and it's just bringing up some scary stuff, and build our capacity to be with that so that we don't implode. Make sense? So this is really about learning to hold yourself. And it is something that is so much deeper than listening to podcasts, watching Instagram reels, reading a book. It's really about retraining your body to recognize that closeness can be safe with the right person, and that you can be loved without earning it. And for a lot of us, that intimacy doesn't have to lead to abandonment. And that kind of work really requires a container. Like, it requires support, it requires practice, it requires being in relationship with other people who understand what you're going through and can hold you whilst you're expanding your capacity. Relational work, like relational wounding, can't be healed on its own because it's relational. Makes sense, right? It's like, oh yeah, I can just read a book about relationships, then I'll be better. No, relational work happens relationally. Always, which is why I love doing retreat work as well, because it's such a powerful space to be doing this kind of relational healing work. So I'm sorry to not be able to give you a like easy breezy, it'll just happen when it happens answer. But the reason I don't want to give you that answer is because you deserve more than that. You deserve more than just like removing yourself from self-responsibility and empowerment and your capacity to heal. Like, I'm so unbelievably, I feel really emotional talking about it. Well, whew, I'm so unbelievably grateful that I found this work. Like, so grateful. Like, I would never have been able to be in the relationship that I'm in right now if it hadn't been for this work. Like, I couldn't have let it in. I couldn't have let the support in. I couldn't have let the love in. I couldn't have let, like, I couldn't have moved through the stuff that we have moved through together. And we have moved through some stuff. I couldn't have done it. And I'm so, so grateful, like, to have gone from the woman who, like, literally could not fucking cope if someone didn't text back straight away. And then we'd get the ick because the guy was wearing the wrong shoes. Like, I am so grateful for this work. And for those of you who are like, oh, I need to do this, I'm really celebrating you. I'm really celebrating you. And it's the most magical journey you can ever go on. It really is. Way beyond finding a man. This is like the most life-affirming, magical journey you can ever go on. And next week, I'm starting Trust in Love, which is the work of my life, really. It's a 6-month group program for women who are ready to do this work, ready to stop just waiting for this to resolve itself on its own and to build capacity so that you can build the kinds of relationships that you really want and so that your relational life starts to match your professional success. This is not a dating program, just so that you know. This is not like, text this back so he replies faster. It's not about that. It's about becoming the kind of woman who can receive love properly when it shows up. We are starting on the 18th of February. I've capped it at 10 people because I really want the intimacy and the safety and the depth of the space. So if you're tired of repeating these patterns, if you're tired of knowing better and still doing the same old stuff again, 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 and if you're tired of just waiting for it to happen, this is for you. I will put the link to all of the details in the show notes. If you have any questions, please just send me a note. It would be an absolute honor to connect with you. I'm the least pushy human on earth. Anyone who has ever had a call with me can attest to that, that I will never try and force you into anything that is not right for you. And to whoever it was that wrote this beautiful letter to me, I see you and I have been you and I know how hard this is. Like, I really do. And I also know that there is so much magic waiting for you. I really, really deeply believe that this kind of stuff, this like relational ache, relational wounding can be like the portal to the most magical life. That has been my experience. And this coming from someone who was like, I just need this to go away. And went to her first therapist being like, I just need to be better at relationships and not get so anxious. And now I'm like, thank God for that anxiety because it gifted me the life I have now. Because it required me to go inward and to meet myself and to really go on the journey of becoming. So I will stop there. Such a gift to be here with you as always, my sweet love. And I will see you next week.